He can't legally drive yet, but man, can he drive. We'll talk about that, plus updates on some late model driver seasons, Silver Crown full-timers, Wayne Johnson's fill-in driver, what to watch this weekend, and more. Let's go. It's Thursday, April 18th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily, presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. The World of Outlaws Late Model Series is back in action tonight. They kick off a three-race weekend. They're at Thunderhill Raceway tonight, and then after that, they'll head to the Talladega Short Track for two nights. They're going to run that alongside the NASCAR weekend that is across the street at the big track. Brandon Shepherd continues to lead the outlaw standings over Chris Madden and Nick Hoffman. We'll be keeping a sharp eye, though, on Bobby Pierce, as following a win and a second during the Illini at Farmer City last week, he's already back up to eighth in the standings. Remember, he dropped out of the top 10 after the tire penalty from Volusia. And at the moment, he's 122 points behind Shepherd. At about 2 points per position, that's 61 feature spots, he trails the B5. Depending on how the weekend goes, there is a scenario where we could see Pierce crack the top five by Saturday night, as Tyler Bruning in fifth is only 40 points ahead of him. Shepherd is still looking for that first outlaw win of the year, but he's been his usual consistent self with four top fives and six top tens in six outlaw races so far. He'll need to keep that up to hold Pierce back. This will be the debut for the Outlaws at Thunderhill, while Brandon Overton took the Talladega win a year ago. Overton's website or schedule on his website shows him taking the weekend off, so he won't be back to defend. Another driver to mention here in terms of status is Kyle Bronson. He'd removed all of the outlaw races from his schedule, but he was at Farmer City last weekend and remains seventh in the standings, and he'll be at all three races again this weekend. For now, it seems as though he's continuing with the Outlaws, even in the aftermath of that tire penalty. Someone I want you guys to start keeping an eye on as well is another driver we'll see with the Outlaws this weekend at Talladega, and that's 15-year-old Trey Mills. Mills is back for year two as a full-timer with the Hunt the Front Super Dirt Series and was the Rookie of the Year in 2023. We're already at a point where guys are falling off the HTF Tour because it's gotten so difficult, one of which we'll get to here in a minute. But Mills is very quietly sixth in the Hunt the Front standings after three races. At the moment, he's ahead of guys like Carson Ferguson, last year's champion Josh Putnam, Ashton Winger, Zach Mitchell, Will Harrington, and Scott Blomquist. Mills only trails Brandon Overton by 40 points at the moment. He was 11th in the opener at Talladega and left Alltech with runs of 5th and 9th. This kid can't even legally drive a car yet on the road, but he's already outrunning some of the sport's best drivers. He picked up a Hunt the Front win at Why Not last June. He was the 604 track champion at Alltech in 2020. And as just a 12-year-old, won a 602 crate late model feature during the Bristol Dirt Nationals in 2021. He's already made appearances against the Outlaws and Lucas. He was a feature starter in the Lucas show at Alltech back in February. His website says he's 5'9" and weighs 105 pounds. But that hasn't stopped him from slinging around an 800 horsepower super light model against the best in the business. Trey Mills, definitely one to watch well into the future here. And one other dirt light model news item for you. This was one I actually missed earlier this week. Clay Hurra started the season really impressive against Lucas during Speed Week. He's a guy we talked about on the show, and he was slated to contest the full Hunt the Front schedule this year. But after a tough start, he's decided to pull back from Hunt the Front, but not to run a pick and choose schedule or more local racing. Instead, he's going the complete opposite direction and going full-time Lucas racing. It's not often you see a guy struggle on a regional tour and then decide to go on the road with the national teams. But at the moment, Harris is actually higher in the Lucas standings than he is in the Hunt the Front points and is the leading Lucas rookie at the moment, which is worth $20,000 at season's end. Harris has missed features in his past four Lucas starts, so they have some work to do to find some speed and hopefully some better luck. Lucas is still off this weekend. We'll see them again here next weekend. Both National Touring Sprint Car Series are racing this weekend as well. The World of Outlaws have stops at Paducah and Hobstadt upcoming. The last time the Outlaws were at Paducah was 2012. Joey Saldana, your winner that night. Brady Bacon won at Hobstadt a year ago, and before that, it was three straight for Carson Macedo. David Gravel currently has a 48-point advantage over Donnie Schatz with Gio Selzy, Logan Schuhart, and Macedo in tow. Gravel's average finish over the last five races is second, right on the dot, too. And it's 3.9 over the last 10 races. So Gravel definitely taking control here with the Outlaws. On the flip side, the Kubota High Limit Sprint Cars are still in Oklahoma for two more races, Friday at Southern Oklahoma and Saturday at the Salina High Banks. Corey Day is coming off back-to-back wins, while Tyler Courtney has extended his championship lead over Brad Sweet. We've only seen the Napa 49 lead laps in a single race this season. That was back at East Bay on February 13th. But at the moment, Brad Sweet is doing Brad Sweet things. Seven races, seven top tens, four top fives, and they're in an average finish of fifth. The consistency is why these guys won five straight outlaw titles, and it's on full display at the moment. Southern Oklahoma was last on a big-time sprint car schedule back in 2020 when Brock Zierfoss was an all-star winner there, and Sweet was an outlaw winner at Salina back in 2018. Going back to last weekend at the Texas Motor Speedway with High Limit, sprint car driver Wayne Johnson was injured in a crash during the night's B-Main. It was initially feared he had broken his arm, but Wayne was discharged from the hospital with what the team characterized as a, quote, wound to the arm. Coming up, Wayne will be out of action, but the 2C sprint car will continue. The team announced late yesterday that Seth Bergman will drive the car in Wayne's place, and that begins this weekend with the ASCS National Tour at Super B Speedway. Bergman does have plans to run the full ASCS schedule, and he'll be more than capable of competing for the title. He had two wins, eight top fives, and nine top tens in just nine appearances in 2023. He ran early in the season, but had to fall off to focus on his business. Bergman and his family own a coffee company in Oklahoma. With defending champion Jason Martin currently listed as not returning to the series, Bergman and Matt Covington are probably the two to watch for this title. Friday and Saturday at Super B are both 4,000 win, and if you can't get there, the ASCS will be live all season right now on Dirt Vision. USAC Silver Crown season gets rolling this weekend with a trip to Toledo on Saturday. That's obviously a pavement race, not a dirt race, because Silver Crown runs both. But earlier this week, Richie Murray put out a list of Silver Crown full-timers expected for the season, and I wanted to run through those today. We know defending champion Logan Seavey is back. He'll again pilot the Rice Abacus 22. And his main competition the last several years in Cody Swanson, he's going to be back as well to chase his eighth championship. He's going to be driving for Doran Binks. Swanson has been dealing with a foot injury and then had subsequent surgery to kind of fix it, but he should be good to go this weekend. The field will also include 2020 champion Justin Grant, multi-time series winner CJ Leary, plus Kyle Steffens, Travis Wellpott, Davey Hamilton Jr., Kaylee Bryson, Dave Berkheimer, Greg Corey, Nathan Moore, Trey Burke, Trey Osborne, Mario Clauser, and Taylor Ferns. And then on top of the 15 regulars, this weekend's show at Toledo will also include Dakota Armstrong, Jerry Coons Jr., Nathan Bird, Tyler Roerig, Russ Gamester, Bobby Santos, Jackson Masenko, and Derek Bishak. Cars will hit Toledo Speedway Saturday afternoon. Elsewhere this weekend, you've got the USMTS Modifieds in Oklahoma for a pair of shows. They'll be at Arrowhead Speedway on Friday night and Tri-State Speedway on Saturday. Not the Hopstad in Indiana, but the other Tri-State. Both are 5,000 win main events. The standings super tight right now with the USMTS 114 points separate the entire top 10. Jake Tim is the current championship leader. The MLRA late models were supposed to be at Cedar County and 34 Raceway this weekend, but all three shows have been washed out and postponed until later in the season. The Spring Nationals have a pair of shows, one at Ponderosa and another at Lake Cumberland coming up Friday and Saturday. Donald McIntosh leading that championship right now over Pearson Lee Williams and Christian Hanger. There's plenty of other regional late model action as well, including the Ultimate Southeast Series, Southern All-Stars, and then you've got weekly racing at places like Port Royal. All right, that's it for the daily show this week. Make sure to stop by dirttracker.com/watch tonight to see your weekend streaming options. Hope you guys have a great Thursday and a great weekend out there. We'll see you right back here on Sunday.